The city of Adak is in debt for more than $525,000 to the Aleut Corporation, the only fuel provider for the 120-person city in the Central Aleutians. Part of the reason the city is in debt is because Adak Fisheries did not pay over $450,000 in taxes and electric bills to the city. Adak Fisheries representative Dave Frazier says they had a poor fishing season and are still waiting for payment from a customer in Norway.
There's two pieces to it. I mean, first of all, the basic underlying problem is disastrous ACs and what that does to cash flow. And then secondly, we haven't been paid for a major portion of the product.
Frazier also says problems stem from the city's erratic and inconsistent billing and accounting procedures. Similar complaints about the city's management of the utility led to a Regulatory Commission of Alaska investigation into the utility's quality of service. The investigation began in January of 2007 and will conclude this October. The city first ran out of fuel in July. To tide them over, the Aleut Corporation agreed to provide fuel for another 60 days and to assume the debts owed to the city by the fisheries. Aleut Corporation President Thomas Mack says he's disappointed that the city did not use the 60 days to develop a plan to solve the situation. He says, quote, "We want the city to be successful, but we can't keep extending a line of credit when it's past due and isn't paid. When's it going to stop? There's no plan. It's like having a teenager with a credit card." Mack says the corporation is financially responsible to 35,000 shareholders, only 13 of whom live in Adak. Adak City Manager Steve Hines says he will not comment on the situation. When asked if the city had a plan to deal with the financial and fuel problems, City Council member and former mayor Will Tillian said they did not.
Entirely premature to make any speculation about those types of things. It's a work in progress. So to speculate would be like going to Las Vegas. I mean, you know, you're trying to find out way too much information that we don't have.
City Council member Chuck Moon says they might consider shutting off power for certain businesses, though they have not yet.
We'll have to disconnect meters, remove meters, turn power off to hopefully induce them to pay their bills.
So would you do that even to larger industries like Adak Fisheries?
If we have to. It's always reluctant to, seeing how that is a main source of tax revenue for the city.
But City Council member Janet McNall says it's unclear if the city management is doing anything to solve the problem and find more money.
You know, actually, I think we're all kind of dumbfounded at this point. I, as a city council person, could not tell you what they're doing. I have no idea.
The city is responsible for providing power until a private company, TDX, gets approval from the Regulatory Commission to take over the utility. But that won't happen until December at the earliest. In preparation for the sale, TDX power generation technician Bill Bersher examined the generators. He says they haven't had maintenance since 2003 and could stop working at any time.
You could drop a valve anytime. I've seen a lot of them blow up a lot quicker, a lot younger than these. And when they drop a valve, you're done, you know. Pounds of material you dig out of the intake manifolds, it'll suck from cylinder to cylinder and destroy the whole top end of the engine. And so that's any time.
He also says the powerhouse is filled with safety hazards like asbestos, PCBs, and leaking oil. It has no fire repressant system either. The state already noticed some safety hazards. In 2007, the city was fined $23,000 for safety violations at the electric utility. Bersher also says the powerhouse is grossly inefficient and continuously draws over 100 kilowatts of unnecessary power, wasting expensive fuel. But if the power goes out in Adak, residents say it's more than just an inconvenience. Vince Tudiakoff Sr. says rolling blackouts prevent people from working and force businesses and residents to use extra money to run generators that support freezers full of food and products.
It's a real strange situation that's causing a lot of grief here for community members.
The rolling blackout also limits the number of hours school can be in session because classes cannot be held in a building with no safety warning systems or heat. Councilmember McNall also runs a local grocery store. She says she worries how the faltering city government will affect her future.
if for whatever reason it closes down the city, our investment in what we hope to be for our future is going to go right down the drain. That scares the hell out of me. Excuse my English.
The city hopes to keep power on intermittently for at least 2 more weeks, which would allow 3 more planes to arrive on the island and transport people off if necessary. In Onalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.